Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. And I just have to open up. You know, there were so many stories going on simultaneously, and I'm delighted with the approval of the nominations of Mike Pompeo and Rex Tillerson. Marco Rubio, shame on you. You finally had to join in to do it, or you would have been in isolation since... John McCain and his girlfriend, Lindsey Graham, or his puppet, Lindsey Graham, joined in for the support. They're all going to get supported. So stop holding up the process, Chuck Schumer and the rest of you. It's disgusting. It's disparaging. It's anti-American. Trump won. How many times do people have to say Trump won this election? But I want to start off and read a report here. I'm quoting from an article. I can't remember whether this is the New York Times or the Washington Times or Breitbart, but it's very clear and it's on every website. Out of Washington, D.C. Now, you listen. I'm just going to read part of it verbatim. Officials say the Obama administration in its waning hours defied Republican opposition and quietly raised $220 million to the Palestinian Authority that GOP members of Congress had been blocking. A State Department official and several congressional aides said the ongoing administration formally notified Congress that it would spend the money Friday morning. The official said former Secretary of State John Kerry had informed some lawmakers of the move shortly before he left the State Department for the last time Thursday. The aides said written notification dated January 20th was sent to Congress just hours before Donald Trump took the oath of office. In addition to the $221 million for the Palestinians, the Obama administration also told Congress on Friday it was going ahead with the release of another $6 million in foreign affairs spending, including $4 million for climate change programs and $1.25 million for UN organizations. The aides and the State Department officials weren't authorized to speak publicly on the matter and demanded anonymity. When I do this radio show, ladies and gentlemen, not worried about foul language or this or that. I mean, what I am worried about is the limits of what's appropriate to say and what they're not to say. So I'm going to try to stretch this to the limit in this statement. Why is Barack Obama here? Who backed him? And why does he continually support organizations and countries that want to see America destroyed and its allies destroyed and take up against the true allies of America like Israel? I'm throwing that question out. The answer is why. And this is like frosting on the cake for me. After the $221 million, I have my own answer. I don't think it's appropriate to say it on the air, but I don't know after 8 years of this guy how anyone can deny it. You know, everything isn't a coincidence. People say, well, he went to Israel and he gave them $33 billion or something for weapons. I mean, you have to do something to make it look like you're doing it in the interests of this country. I hate what Obama stands for. I hate the man. I hate everything about him. And even though he's not gone, or he's officially gone, his message will continue to resonate. He's on a crusade, the crusade of an ideologue. And that's about all I have to say about this guy, at least at this particular time. I can't use the words that I'd like to use, or it would be my last radio show. Now I want to get to Trump and the press, the rotten, stinking press in this country, who is focusing on... Yeah, I looked up alternative facts. It's just Google and look up alternative facts. It's an acceptable statement that Kellyanne Conway made on Chucky Todd's Meet the Press. I can't stand Chuck Todd either. It's acceptable. There is so much defiance about Donald Trump, the accusations of misogyny and discrimination by, I mean, the likes of the Hollywood left. It's just unforgivable. I mean, I'd like to see Madonna under arrest for what she said. And the criticisms of Donald Trump, you see, Donald Trump's Achilles heel is his ego. He's got as big an ego as anybody I've ever seen, and it's not commensurate with the dignity of office. And I say that if he would dispense of the tweets against Meryl Streep, Schwarzenegger, Rosie O'Donnell, the size of the crowd and the size of something else that he focused on during the primaries, the size of the crowd during the inauguration, man, he'd have it made. I don't know what it is. He just can't stop. The far left, on the basis of the great stuff, I mean great, his nominees, the issues on cars, carrier, immigration, his meeting with going ahead with the border. Oh, man, tax reduction, regulation. What this guy has done in the past month, as soon as he's been the president-elect, God bless him, I think it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Did I say Obamacare? And what does the left come out and criticize him on? The statements that he was on the cover of Time magazine or Newsweek or something more than Tom Brady, that he exaggerated the crowds. I mean, these are personality-related issues which don't make Donald Trump look the best in light of what he stands for. I mean, as it is, he's battling the left, he's battling the right, he's battling the media. Some of the statements he made emotionally I can understand, but as president of the United States, you have to have a certain amount of decorum. Now, I'm just a lowly radio talk show host, honestly. I'm not taken by any of this, trust me. I don't glamorize anything I do, but I have a little bit of a voice. In my heart, I 100% believe that Trump won the popular vote and that the results were altered by the number of illegal immigrants voting. There are scores of millions in this country, and virtually all of them went for Hillary. I absolutely believe it. Trump thinks he won the who cares? The popular vote by 3 or 4 million. It doesn't matter. Hillary says, you know, and all the people on the far left, it's a shame. Got to change the system. Yeah, they liked the system when it worked before. Because Hillary won by, 3 or 4 million in the popular vote. And they did some investigation, and they found out that one woman changed her vote to vote four times, and it was for Trump. This is just insane. I believe in my heart and in my mind that Trump won the popular vote. But if I were president of the United States, Why would I dignify this? He can't let anything go, and the press and the far left and even the right, the moderate right, has already determined his Achilles heel. And how much will this hurt him? I find it grossly annoying, and yet on the other hand, stand up for what is right. Nope. I haven't seen anybody other than Ronald Reagan. Oh, man, I still love what he did with PATCO. And here's Trump allying himself with the unions on the trade deal that he immediately debunked, the TPP. Oh, is it NAFTA? I don't know. Mental blank here. And, I mean, I couldn't be happier with the moves that he's made. He's got other countries who are, and we're talking, and what is the press focusing on? America first. Sounds like Hitler. I love it. Why not America first? We had 8 years where America certainly wasn't first. We had the first lady in office who said that for the first time in her life, she was proud to be an American. We've got Benghazi, we've got Iran, and we've got the comments to the Russian premier. We've got Obamacare. If you like your physician, you can keep him. If you like your plan, you can keep him. Hundreds and hundreds of lies virtually every single day, right up until the time this creep left office. And they're attacking Trump after 4 days? I really have to stay calm. And I mean, I'm happy because these miserable SOBs are suffering every day. I love it. At the same time, I'm disgusted, but I love it. Go get him, Trump.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, No. Nevada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Laurie, you remember that by Sarah Vaughan?
You know, it's funny, I don't.
When you get a chance after the show, as I demand you do,
yes.
Go up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Honestly, close your eyes. If you love romance, okay. And I know you love romance.
You know I do.
Yeah. Play Make Yourself Comfortable by Sarah Vaughan.
Okay.
Just promise me you're going to do it.
I promise you I'll do that.
All right. Because if I'm going to ask you, and if you didn't do it, I'm going to be upset.
Okay. I don't want to upset you.
No, I want you to listen to this song because this is... You know, to use this as a segue, this is really part of what's missing. And I don't want to sound like an old fogey. I mean, I'm not old.
No, you're not.
But I grew up in a time when things were so different. And I watched that, a part of that women's march. I don't think half those nitwits knew why they were marching. And no. I have a wife, two gorgeous daughters. I have a grandson, and I have a beautiful granddaughter. I support women. 1,000%. When I had my business, if I had all things being equal, the choice between a man and a woman, I always took the woman. And it had nothing to do with physicality or anything else. I think by and large, they are more, by and large, this is my opinion, that they are more, now somebody's going to nail me for discrimination against men. I think they're more productive. I think they're more serious. I think they're more reliable. And they are at least equally as intelligent. Now, I'm living proof of that because I'm not as intelligent as my wife, and there's no way in the world I come close to being anywhere near the intelligence to my daughters. I'll brag here. I have two brilliant daughters. So I love women. I support women. I don't support the extreme feminist point of views. But half these nitwits marching didn't know why they were marching. And then there was a segment that was, I'm trying to think of, I know Ashley Judd was revolting and some other female, I don't follow this stuff. The vulgarities they used, they're so descriptive. Laurie, you know what they said, don't you? I think Laurie's off on a call. But the vulgarities that were used... a guy may use very rarely, and I guess women do too, because it doesn't matter. It's inexcusable. Trump has been a supporter of women. I don't know whether he should have come out and made a statement. I can't scrutinize every movement he makes and every movement he does make. But his attempt to delegitimize the press... Yeah, the media can't stand it, and I actually love it. Trump is speaking to the American people and not worrying about having his comments filtered. They hate it. They can't stand it. He's delegitimized the press and taken away their exclusive ability to talk to the American people, and they're going crazy. The press is going crazy. Chuck Schumer and the far left is going crazy. Hollywood is going crazy. Suffer. Suffer for 8 years. 4 years, anyway. I don't think it's going to be eight. I suffered. And a lot of people I know suffered for 8 years. I thought I conducted myself with dignity, except on, you know, private one-on-one conversations. I said what I felt was factually true. There were stories that came out about Barack Obama's. They come out about everybody that weren't pumped through the mainline media. And therefore, I resisted doing it. I could have said, hey, here's a report from the National Enquirer. I didn't do any of that. And could I increase my listening audience by doing it? Yeah. But here's the kind of thing that I think is just, it's going on much too much. Time magazine erroneously reported a bust of Martin Luther King Jr., and I said this had been removed from the White House. It didn't. It's what they now call fake news. Everybody's using the term fake news. Mainstream media has totally lost their credibility. CNN, MSNBC, I mean, it's... and I still watch Morning Joe. If you watch Morning... I mean, I watch it because I'm not interested in watching magazine shows. It's pure, mostly pure politics. I like Joe Scarborough a lot personally. I know him. What's happened to Joe Scarborough? He's gone from being a moderate conservative Republican to somebody who's definitely left the center now. I said this before. If I were making $5 million a year like he is, would I temper my remarks? Yeah. Would I sell myself out? No. But trust me, and I've been a guest on network TV shows, they want to know what you're going to do when you go in there. They want to know what your political slant is. If I said what I wanted to say, and MS, I haven't really made an effort because I don't care. I've been on MSNBC, I've been on Fox, but I don't need to be short. You know, a lot of people who think they're like, oh, sure, you're a big shot. Everybody's a big shot. And how many big shots are there? Billions. And so many of these people, celebrities, radio talk show hosts, politicians, movies, they think the world revolves around them. I just think I'm a regular, honestly, honest to God, I think I'm a regular guy, and I happen to do this, maybe because I can't do anything else. I don't know. I did other things for many years. The press is delegitimized, and they can't stand it as they try to talk to the American people. The bust of Martin Luther King being removed from the office was disgraceful. Disgraceful. And I'm glad the bust of Winston Churchill was added back. When you talk about Trump and his ego, why don't you talk about Barack Obama and how he kicks everyone in the face and lies and subverts all credibility. People can scream and yell all they want, but Trump has a certain responsibility to speak directly to the American people who voted for him. And if you want to say the press has every right to say what they wish, let them do it, not as journalists, and let them not be asked questions at press conferences. I love Trump is cutting regulations by 75%. He understands what business people are going through. He's doing a terrific job on immigration, keeping jobs in America. Not all of it is as it looks in terms of numbers, but the message, the symbolism is there. He's working like a dog day and night. He hasn't played golf yet. He hasn't taken a vacation, and he hasn't been out campaigning. If you want to compare Donald Trump to Barack Obama, and you think there's a comparison, I pity you. All right, we're coming back. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor. Love being on his show.
All right, we return. It is kind of a fixture on this show. It has been for, oh my goodness, well, a year and a half. And I appreciate all the great feedback we get. That's why we continue to do this. Gary Silverman, Managing Partner, Chief Investment Officer of the Blue Prairie Group, with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, San Francisco, and Tampa, is joining us. They're a great wealth management group. I'm just putting this in here. I'm not on to endorse anybody. Their reputation is outstanding. And if you go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com, I'll put my reputation on the line if anybody is interested in procuring more information. And if not, then I hear from a lot of people who go to the website and say great, and a lot who listen to the shows and say, boy, I learned a lot. Here we go, Gary. It's always wonderful to have you back.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's my pleasure, as always, to be with you.
Let's talk about mortgages and the state of them today, and the fact that now that we're seeing a recovery in this economy, you know, not all indicators go the same way. Do we want a strong dollar? Do we want a weak dollar? Do we want higher interest rates? Do we not? One of the consequences, of course, is the increased rates in mortgages that we've seen. An overall view. If you want to just chat about that and your general advice before you get more specific on what people should do.
Yeah, rates are going up, as you know, and that really affects people who are looking to get a mortgage or refinance a mortgage. So I think it's important to put things in a broader context. We hear a lot from our clients about a little bit of alarm in their voice about rates going up and a little bit of panic. Rates right now on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage are just under 4%. They were just over 4% last week. 15-year is at just over 3%. Historically, these are still very, very, very low rates. Even when they tick up a little bit, a quarter of a point, they're still very low. I'd like to remind everybody that in 1981, rates were 18.5% for mortgages. So you compare this to that, and rates are still very cheap. They're going to stay cheap for a very long time, even though they are going up. And if you have the opportunity now to get a mortgage, if you're looking to buy a home, to lock in a mortgage, you know, now's a good time to lock in a 30-year long-term fixed-rate mortgage, because they do seem to be ticking up. And the same for a refinance. To refinance, if you're in a variable-rate mortgage, or just looking to refinance if you're in a higher rate mortgage. Even though rates have gone up over the last couple of months and over the last couple of years, still a great time to refinance. Rates are
your decisions to make. I mean, do I get a fixed mortgage? Do I get a variable rate mortgage? How do people make this determination?
Great question. There's some rules of thumb that you can use. So generally speaking, for an adjustable rate mortgage, rates will be less in the early part of the mortgage. If you have a 5-year, what's called ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, or a 7-year ARM, what that means is for the first 5 years or 7 years, respectively, the rate is what it is, and then after that it can go up based on what's generally called a reference rate, whether it's prime or LIBOR or some well-published interest rate, and a spread over that rate. So rates could go up. They start out cheap. So if you're going to be, if you expect to be in a home for 5 years downtown before you move to the suburbs to a better school district for the kids or anything like that, then an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, might make sense, because you get the really cheap rates while you're in the home, and then you sell the home before the rates kick up. But if you're going to be in a home for 20, 30 years, this is your home that you're going to be in forever, taking an adjustable rate mortgage could pose a lot of risk, because if rates go up 5 years from now, and I don't know anyone who can predict rates a year from now, let alone 5 years from now. But you're taking a lot of risk that rates could go really high. Better to lock in the long-term rate right now if you plan to be in the home for a while. And that's kind of the general way that I would recommend people.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's very commonsensical. And you being a wealth management company and advising people how to appropriate their money, I mean, this is, you know, this is so critical. Sometimes it's easy. You can make it fast, but boy, it's like the market, which goes down faster than it goes up. You can lose it quickly. People should manage their own money. They don't. Part of this, many don't. Part of this is, and it all factors into the individual situation here. You buy a home. How much of a mortgage should I put down? What kind of wealth or assets do I have so that I can say I don't want any mortgage? Is there some barometer here?
So here's where I'm going to say something that's going to seem counterintuitive to everything else I've ever said on your show, which is mortgage debt is actually, at least in the current laws and all that, is good debt. And we encourage people to take out as much of a mortgage as they can afford. So as opposed to paying down as much as you can and having as small a debt as you can, take out as large a mortgage as you can and keep it for as long as you can for what makes sense for your situation. So we would recommend a 30-year fixed rate mortgage if you're going to be in the home for a while. And the reason is there are a couple of reasons. First of all, a mortgage rate, they're low right now, so lock in a low rate, take the money that would have gone into the house, put it in the market, and over a 30-year horizon, you're much more likely to do better than what you have and what you're paying in interest. Now, if you're only in the home for 2 or 3 years, then you're taking a lot of market risk. But if you're in the home for a long time, getting the low rate, putting the money in the market is one reason why you'd want to do it. You get the tax deduction on the interest in most cases. And there are very few, you know, tax deductions available for people who are earning wages. They're employed. They've got a regular W-2 type income. So it's a great way to get a tax deduction. And why would you want to cut that short? You can get the tax deduction. And the most important thing, Stu, and this is the one that I think is most often overlooked in a long-term plan, the rate of the mortgage is locked in. Your payment is locked in today's dollars. And you and I both know that inflation is a very squirrely thing. You don't see it. You don't feel it. The price of something goes up 2 or 3 cents on the dollar year over year. It doesn't feel like a lot. But over a 30-year period, the value of that dollar, you know, gets less and less. So you're paying with cheaper dollars as you go further. So 30 years from now, that $1,000 payment, monthly payment that seems so high right now, going to seem like nothing because inflation. So it's a great hedge on inflation. It's a great way of leveraging the difference between what you make in the market and what you pay in the interest rates, especially with rates being so low, and you get the tax deduction. So take as much mortgage out as you can afford with up to about a 20% down payment. When you go lower than 20%, rates start to go up because you can no longer qualify for Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. I'm sorry, I had that backward. You know, you get lower rates when you're within their sort of parameters, and that's really 20% down. So that would be the recommendation.
Good advice. What's confusing out there in terms of not just fixed and variable mortgages? You hear all these things about jumbo mortgages, reverse mortgages. Can you enlighten people? Because you watch these TV ads on reverse mortgages, and I think of so many of these older people who are just, everything that glitters looks like gold. No, that's not real. That's not reality.
That's true. They've got some really good people doing those ads nowadays, Fonzie and stuff. I gotta sort of smile at that. I feel like I'm getting older because I recognize these people. Oh, these are the people that were from when I was watching TV when I was a kid. So, a couple things. So a regular conventional mortgage is you're borrowing money using your home as collateral. Okay, that's a regular sort of normal money, normal mortgage. A jumbo mortgage is a normal mortgage that just happens to be bigger than what most people would get. Generally speaking, a jumbo mortgage is anything more than $424,000 of mortgage, although in some major metropolitan areas, that number is about 636,000. And the only thing that happens there is you no longer are in the parameters of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, so that your rates are probably going to be a little bit higher than they would be if you're not a jumbo mortgage. But that's all that the jumbo means. A reverse mortgage is something completely different. Reverse mortgage is where...
I'll tell you what, perfect timing to open our final segment with reverse mortgages. Returning Gary Silverman, managing partner, chief investment officer, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com. You'll get it all right there. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
There's a marvelous book that will be out shortly, and written by David Horowitz, once a socialist has become a diehard conservative. I haven't got the name of the book in front of me, but it's about what we can expect for the upcoming Trump presidency, and it's apparently brilliantly written, endorsed by everyone up and down the line, Rush Limbaugh, et cetera. And David Horowitz has been a guest on my show three times. He invited me to go on tour around the colleges, and I asked him if I could get protection. He was sort of tongue-in-cheek. I gracefully declined the tour around these violent left-wing academic environment institutions. But I will give you a date tomorrow of my I'm going to schedule an hour interview with David Horowitz. Okay, back right now with Gary Silverman, managing partner of the Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com, and talking about mortgages and really enlightening a lot of people out there. As we were heading to the break, Gary, you were about to talk about reverse mortgages, something people, older people, got to be very careful about.
Absolutely. This is one of those sort of products that's sold more than bought. I'll start by saying that reverse mortgages are a lot better now than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. So they're not the sort of shabby, sharkish products that they were, but they're still not the panacea that they're made out to be. So if you are 62 or older and you're hearing these commercials for reverse mortgages, it's not a panacea. Tread carefully. But for some people who have, very bad credit, who are running thin on their assets, and as they get older and can't, making their monthly mortgage payments a real hard burden, a reverse mortgage is something that could be helpful. So I don't want to paint them as evil. They used to be, but they're not anymore. They are protected. The government's put in, government doesn't necessarily do a lot of great stuff when it intervenes in markets, but in this case, they actually put in some good protections and made these products better. For those of your listeners too, who don't know what a reverse mortgage is, it's basically you're putting the house, the equity in your home up as collateral, and you're taking the mortgage payments. Instead of taking the money up front to buy the house, whatever equity you have in the house, you're basically using as collateral on an ongoing basis to get money on a monthly basis that's paid to you tax-free to help you pay for whatever, or at least so you don't have to make mortgage payments. That helps your cash flow. Or you could use it like a line of credit, just like you would a normal line of credit. The equity is there for you to tap if you have any unexpected expenses.
Gary, so where is the best place to go for a mortgage? You know, I've never in my life considered a credit union. They go to a mortgage broker, a bank, what?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would start by looking online, bankrate.com, Zillow. I'm not recommending any of these sites. I'm not endorsing any of these sites per se, but those are some of the more common ones. You can get a sense of what mortgage rates are. I think the best approach is to look far and wide, do some homework, looking on the web. You can look at something like a lending tree, which is actually a lender. It doesn't just have information the way Bankrate does. So you can look at some of those. I would absolutely talk to an independent mortgage broker, one that's not affiliated with a specific lender. I had a situation with a client where I worked with a mortgage broker. This is a client based in Chicago. The mortgage broker found a lender in Queens, New York, who was looking to expand into the Midwest and was able to get my client about a quarter point cheaper than was available otherwise because this bank had a strategic interest in expanding. So,
yeah, when should you make that move down? With the difference of a half a point? I mean, what's the worthwhile break point to say I'm going to refinance?
So for a refinance, it depends on how long you're going to be in the house. But generally speaking, I would look at 3/8 of a point to a half a point, a 0.375 or 0.5% cheaper.
Okay, I just got a couple of minutes. There's so much to talk about. Got a good friend of mine just bought a house. Intelligent guy. He didn't want to pay for title insurance. I said, "You're a fool. It's a drop in the bucket for the protection it gives you."
Completely agree. Your friend was being foolish. I won't call him a fool because I don't know him. But yeah,
well,
he's
I can
foolish.
Call him a fool. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely get the title insurance. You have to know what you're buying. There have been so many cases where someone will come and challenge your legitimate ownership of the house. The money's already sunk. It's a legal battle you don't need, and it's pretty cheap. Don't be penny wise, pound foolish.
When should people pay off their mortgages early, or should they?
This is one of those areas, again, Stu, where I think our advice is different than the conventional wisdom. We don't think you should. As long as you've got the cash flow, you're better off keeping the low-rate mortgage. I guess when you should pay it off is if you are in a mortgage at 6, 7, 8% because you got it. You know, who knows when, and you didn't refinance it, and there's a small balance left, then pay it off because it's too expensive. But if you
all right, we only have a minute. I can't even formulate the questions. Just close out here talking about debt-to-income ratio.
The debt, how much debt you can take versus how much income you have, it's just going to be one of the things that the banks look at that'll affect how low a rate you can get, you know. Generally speaking, rule of thumb, you don't want to have more than 30% of your income going to your housing costs. So that's a good rule of thumb.
All right. And lastly, maybe we can squeeze this in. Maybe we can. How does the annual percentage rate differ from the interest rate?
Yeah, APR versus APY. The APY, the annual percentage yield, includes the intra-year interest, the compounding, which is a very important thing to look at. Bottom line, doesn't matter if you're looking at APR or APY, just make sure you're looking at the same number across your different lenders. If one's quoting APR, make sure you look at APR for all the rest of them. One's quoting
all right,
APY,
we got a lot in, and can't thank you enough for coming on, Gary Silverman.
Thank you so much, Stu.
But my pleasure, Blue Prairie Group. Have a great day. Stu Taylor will see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.